All right, well, hopefully that coffee is kicking in now, but save some room for one more cup. You can have coffee with a cop. This is National Coffee with a Cop Day. Joining us right now from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Becker. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Paul.
Happy Coffee with a Cop Day.
Yeah, thank you. Happy Coffee with a Cop Day. Yes, first Wednesday in October every year is National Coffee with a Cop Day. Right. It all began in Hawthorne, California in 2011. So it was an idea of some officers to get together with citizens. And, you know, a lot of our contacts aren't always the most positive, but this was an idea. Let's have positive contacts. Let's not schedule meetings where we have to have an agenda that we have to cover. And let's just talk about anything and get to know the citizens in our community. And let's let the citizens of our community get to know the police officers that work and serve there.
Yeah,
right?
Great idea.
So, yeah. So this year, there is a national website, and recently they posted that they were going to cancel or postpone the scheduled event. However, they also said they would allow agencies to decide on their own whether they still wanted to hold an event this year, based obviously on stages of reopening in their area. And certainly here in Michigan, restaurants are open. People can go in and eat. They can get a cup of coffee, and so we're allowing that. And as always, we'll be practicing social distancing, and we would encourage wearing a mask if you're inside and you're not actually drinking the coffee, or you you know, you're in close proximity with others, certainly. So we want to remind people about that, about being safe.
Well, good. We'll let everybody know where you're going to be having coffee and where people can come and talk to you. But, I mean, this is such a great idea to really just allow an open forum for people to just sit in a very casual setting and talk with a police officer.
Right. So, and that's really the emphasis of this program, is open, honest communication with the public. How do we break barriers amongst each other? How do we establish trust? Positive contacts, you know, they benefit the community and law enforcement. This hasn't been a good year between COVID, the George Floyd death. And now more than ever, if law enforcement can reassure their community that we're here to serve them, we're here to protect them, and you know, and also to show the community, we're people just like you too, right? We're citizens like you. We live in these communities. We utilize the businesses in this community. We make friends in the community with our time here. You know, I've been doing this job now over 26 years, and I've made a lot of friends, you know, all this time. And I've made a lot more friends with this job than I've made enemies. Mm. So I think there's something to be said with that, certainly.
And by the way, when you sit down with somebody for a cup of coffee today, you don't have to be talking about police work, right?
Nope. You want to talk about how kids are doing in school. You want to talk about sports, any that you enjoy, the weather. Looks like we're getting a nice week coming up here, a little reprieve, some warm weather. But also, if you have a problem and you want to bring it to us, bring us a problem. If we can help you resolve it now, we will. If not, our job is to follow up on long-term problems that are brought to our attention and work to correct them when we can, certainly. Right. Yeah. So, but yeah, there's nothing that says you got to talk about police work or anything like that. We can speak about anything you want. The freighter's going by and anything.
So, National Coffee with a Cop Day is today. So where and when can somebody sit down for a cup of coffee with a Port Huron police officer?
We're going to be at Maria's Downtown Cafe. That's at 502 Huron Avenue. All right, right there downtown. And we'll be starting it at 8 a.m. It'll go from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. The coffee's on the Port Huron Police Department. You know, we would encourage people that are listening, and we've had it on our Facebook page, to come out and meet with us. If you have concerns, address them to us. If you just want to talk to us, if you see somebody you know that's down there, you know, that's a pretty popular place downtown, and a lot of people go there for breakfast, and, you know, you get your regulars, and maybe you want to just talk to your friends that are down there too, but come over and talk to us. Don't be shy, and, you know, certainly we want to encourage our officers that are out working the road, if they're not busy, to stop by too and get to know some people on a little one-to-one basis too. The chief will be there. And the captain and our CSO, Dwayne Hunger, will be down there. I'm leaving from the airport where I set up for some training we're having there today with our officers. And I'm actually en route there myself, so I can enjoy a cup of coffee with everyone too. So, and as I said, we'll practice social distancing and encourage the mask wearing, right? While you're not drinking your coffee.
There you go. 8 to 10 this morning over at Maria's Downtown Cafe in downtown Port Huron. Coffee with a cop. Doug, while we got you, let's put in another plug for next week's Cops and Jocks Spaghetti Dinner. It's going to be a little different, but we're doing it nonetheless.
Right. I'm hearing the advertisements when I listen to the radio. We appreciate that. And, you know, next Tuesday, you can have your spaghetti delivered or you can pick up from Chef Shell's over there on Superior Mall in the 300 block. I would encourage, if you can, phone ahead. I heard some of the Records Bureau, they have been taking orders already, so that's great. So you can call the department, 984-8415, and you can place an order and do that ahead of time. And like I said, limited delivery area and also pickup. So Cops and Jocks will be down there, and we're looking forward to making this a very successful event again.
Absolutely. We couldn't let the year go by without doing it. It's just going to be a little bit different, but come on down to Superior Mall over by McMorran. Chef Shells will be hustling that spaghetti out to your car, or you can call in an order for delivery next Tuesday. Always a great time. Going to be different this year, Doug, but it's still going to be a great event and hopefully raise a lot of money for the Capture program.
Yes, yeah, it helps us. You know, that's a great program. It does a lot here for the community, and people calling in really help the department with solving crimes, finding people with warrants, recovering stolen property. So it's very beneficial to all of us.
All right, we'll see you out there on Tuesday at the Cops and Junk Spaghetti Dinner. Doug, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.